The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has released its report on Syrian refugee women's fight for survival. The focus is on the hardships of women who are forced to bear the responsibility for their families. The UNHCR representative in Lebanon told Press TV that Lebanon alone hosts some 75,000 Syrian women-headed households, and therefore need comprehensive support.
It's shelter support, health care support, trying to find educational opportunities for children, income support to women who are as vulnerable as these women are, make an enormous difference.
Najis is one of the many women who have been forced to play double roles with a conflict forced upon them. Her husband went missing in the eastern Damascus countryside, and she and her two children have been struggling since.
We've suffered so much for the past year and a half after my husband went missing. I have two children, but I have no supporters, so I decided to come to Beirut in search for a better life for me and my children. I pray that it all ends and my husband returns.
In addition to its struggling economy and weak healthcare services, which have lately been reflected by the Syrian refugee crisis, Lebanon finds itself incapable of controlling a growing crisis with more tensions between the refugees and their host communities. The related ministries have been working to ease the situation.
So far, we haven't got any support for the Ministry of Health to be able to support some of the Syrian refugees, mainly from the primary health care. But we are trying to diffuse the tension between the Lebanese and the Syrian. And this project today is to try to calm down the situation by offering primary health care for both the Lebanese and the Syrians.
Lebanon hosts the greatest number of Syrian refugees, with over 1 million dispersed across the country.
With hundreds of Syrian refugees still leaving their war-ravaged country, Lebanon is facing a growing crisis. To be able to manage such an unprecedented situation, Lebanon will need all the help it can get, since it's been impossible for such a small country to cover all the needs, especially health care, for its citizens and non-citizens. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.